to the top of Samach Tesomad Beis. Okay, the Gemara spoke about Shigashuas Bitui, which is only a lav, and you're what's it called if you were shogeg in Enzir Chayva Korban, if you were shogeg in the Korban, but not in the lav. The Gemara says everybody's maskim over here that that's not called the shogeg. What is the case of your shigga shvuas bitui l'sha'ovar? Rashi, ezeu shvuas bitui l'sha'ovar vishlom alahabba. If we're talking about in the future, kigon shalo ochal, it first makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. Mashkach eslo, kigon shnisal mahashvua v'ochal. So then it's possible to have shogeg, that when the time came to eating this bread, you forgot the shvua. You thought it was mutter to eat this bread. Ela the sha'avar kigon sha'chalti v'hu lo achal ain kan shogeg. But the sha'avar means he's making a shvua that he didn't eat something. So either he knows or where's the shogeg? Right? Ain kan shogeg. Deikas sha'avar sha'achal b'sha'asha nishba, because if when he made the shvua that I didn't eat this bread, he really thought he didn't eat it, right? Then ain u'mechayiv korban. Then he's not chayiv any korban. The tanya b'shvuos ha'adam b'shvua prat la'anus kolomer ha'adam b'shvua she'adam b'shas shvua. When he makes a shvua, he has to be a person with kavana. He has to know what he's doing. But if he thought that he did taka didn't eat the thing, and he made a shvua that he didn't eat, he thought he was saying the truth. That's not a shvua b'chlal. You chayiv a korban. Should take daitu Allah b'shas shvua. He should know what he's doing exactly. We made the shvua. And the Gemara says b'feirish that it comes to exclude this case. So it can't be l'sha'avar that he was shogeg that he didn't know that he made the shvua, that he thought that he, what's it called, didn't eat the thing. Right? So elamai, what was the shogeg then? He had to know exactly what he's doing when he made the shvua to be chayav a korban. So where is the shogeg? Only in the korban. Right, I knew that what I'm doing is wrong. I knew I'm making a shvua that's a shvua sheker. I knew I really ate this thing, and I made a shvua I didn't. But I didn't know I'm chayav a korban. So the shogeg is in the korban. Mara says no. Shemomer yodei ani shishvua zu asura, aval eini yodei im chayovin le korban olo chayav. So elamai must be that shvua. Shvuas bitui l'sha'avar can only be in a case where you knew exactly what you did, you knew you made a shvuas sheker, but you thought that you were not chayav a korban. So Mara says, so you see b'feirish, that what's it called, that shigigas korban is also considered a shkaka. So Mara says, no, ha'mani munvasi. This taka goes according to munvas, always a shigigas korban is considered shogeg. But in Achrami, according to the Rabbanan, that shigigas korban is not considered a shogeg. Here it's also not considered a shogeg. Okay, and then the Gemara brings our Lishmachrina, which the Marshal says is not supposed to be in the Gemara, so we'll say it, Rashi brings it down, we'll mention it only in Rashi. Okay, Rashi, Omar Yodea Nishani Nishbel Sheker, V'nishharti Okach. I know that I had an Azorah, I have a lav of seeking a shvua sheker. I know I'm making a shvua sheker, and that he's amazed. Aval eini yodea di'i b'nis almi menu azor shvua ein l'cha onus b'shar shvua kaze. Because if he would, what's it called, have forgotten that there's an iser shvua, that's for sure onus. So manashah. If he forgot that he ate the thing and he's making a shvua that he didn't eat it, there's no korban. If he forgot that there's an iser to take a shvua sheker, that's also no korban. So the only thing can be is that he knew he ate it, he knew he's making a shvua sheker, he knew that there's a lav to make a shvua sheker, he didn't know there was a korban. Okay. Chai, what?
But the Rabbanan argue,
right. The Rabbanan argue, and they hold that there is no case of shvua bitu l'shaver, only lav.
By oinus, the Rabbanan can hold by oinus.
No, the Rabbanan, no, the Rabbanan, this halach of onus by shvua, everybody holds on. Ha'adam b'shvua, right, it's a special halacha by shvua. Ha'adam by shvua.
By regular,
Right, so it's not a case of Omer Mutter or whatever. It's a case of Onus by Shvua. That's not what's it called. That the person didn't know what he was doing. He's not Chayiv Korban by Shvua. Shvua, you have to know what you're doing. Okay. Chayiv Alma Moda Bei Rabbanan. The Mechayiv Ashigas Korban. Someone says, no, Hani Mun Vasi. The Omer Nami Ba Alma Shmosh Goga. Aval Rabbanan De Pligi Alei Les Lu Biti L'Shovar. The Rabbanan who argue on Munvas don't have a case, there is no case of Shvua's Bitui L'Sha'ovar to Savrik Rabbi Shmuel, and there is a Shita like that. Rabbi Shmuel, the Om Rabbi Shvuas Eino Chayiv Elaha Asid Lavo. You're only Chayiv a Korban by Shvuas Bitui on the Asid Lavo. Then it's possible to be a Shogeg. But by La'ovar, it's not Chayiv to be a Shogeg, because if you're really a Shogeg in what you're doing, you're not Chayiv a Shvua, you're not Chayiv a Korban. And if what's it called, and if you're only a Shogeg in the Korban, that's not enough to mechayev a korban. Yesh gorsim. Tosus argues, and he says that it's still possible to find a case of shvuas bitui lishav shavar, right? Where a person says, I know the shvuas osur, but I thought it was only an essay. I didn't know it was a lav. There it's possible also that you're a shogeg in the lav, but you thought it was an essay. And that's also called shogeg. But Rashi doesn't hold of that. Yesh gorsim, this is what we have in the parentheses, ha mani munvis, versus pshita, the more I asked on that, pshita. Hashta b'chola Torah omar munvis shigas karben shmosh gaga. Hacha de chiddush u lo koshkein. Right? But if this is munvis, what's the chiddush? If munvis holds b'chola Torah kula, that if you are amazed in the lav and the kores, but you're a shogig in the karben, that you still bring a chatos, right, where it's no chiddush. Over here, where there's a special chiddush, that even for a lav you bring a korban, right, koshkein, that shigas korban is a shkaga. Hacha de chiddush ulo koshkein, el lav rabbana. Must be that it has to be according to rabbana, because according to munvas, it's unnecessary to say this case. Right? Tiyufta da baya, tiyufta. And therefore this slugs up abaya, who said that over here, what's it called, shigas korban wouldn't be considered a shkaga, because a chiddush, even though it's a chiddush, that here this brisa proves it wrong. Velo nehirali. The my pshitusa, what's the pshitus, that the munvas didn't have the brisa to say that munvas hold like this? Well, it's trich lashminen, the chaluka shkaga zu mishar shkagos. Dibachol ha-torah le-munvas, bein shishogat b'korgan, bein shishogat b'lav v'kari shma shkaga. The tan, b'l'sha'ovar, im shogat b'lav sh'b'lav shkaga hi. Tosiv ha'odem b'shvua. Here the chiddush is the opposite. That if you were shogeg by the lav, you don't bring a korban here. Because normally, if you're shogeg by the lav, you do bring a korban. Because there's no halacha of ha'odem. But over here by shvua's meat, there's a special halacha of ha'odem. It can't be an honest. You have to know exactly what you're doing. So here the chiddush is that if you're a shogeg by the lav and not with the korban, then you don't bring a korban. So that's the chiddush even according to Munva. So Rashi therefore is mochek this lashon, and that's why it's in parentheses in the Gemara. Okay, let's go on. Bom Rabaya. Hakol moldi betruma. She'ein chayov en lechomesh ad sheyishko belav sheba. Right? Everybody agrees that by truma, the halacha is that if you eat truma b'shogeg, so your chayiv, what's it called, misa b'dei shamayim, if you do it b'mezid, and your chayiv, keren v'chomesh, you have to pay back the truma that you ate, plus an extra fifth, if you did it b'shogeg. If you do it b'mezid, there's no fifth. So in order to be chayiv, that fifth, you have to be shogeg b'lav, not only in the chomesh. In other words, the chomesh over here is not like the korban. Right, that there's somebody who holds that shigas korban is also enough. Shigas chomesh is not enough. You had to be a shogeg in the lav. You thought that it was okay to eat truma, or you didn't know it was truma. Hakol modim man, Rabbi Yochanan. Who's hakol modim? Right, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, that holds that shigas korban is enough to be considered a shogeg. Right, by a what's it called in the case of. Lav and kares, right? So where says pshita? Ki amar Rav Yochanan hechadika kares, hechadaleka kares lo, right? When did Rav Yochanan say his din that shogag the kares? I know we're saying over here now. You have to be shogeg in the lav, and it's not enough to just be a shogeg in the misa. Okay, now this person said, I knew that it's aser to eat truma, but I didn't know it was a chiyuv misa. Then we don't say that, well, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't say that since shogag the misa, that, that what's it called, it's considered shogig. When did Rabbi Yochanan say his din? That's if there's a lav and kares, and you're a shogig in the kares, but a mezid in the lav. Hechadaleka kares lo, but where there's no kares, only chiyu misa, they're not. Mar says, now the same, a misa b'makam kares amenas. I might think that misa and kares are the same thing. And if you're a shogeg in Misa, just like you're a shogeg in the car race, right, that's considered shogeg. The chishogeg the Misa, nami lechayev, kamash malon, right, and echanami, that's what Abaye says. Rava Omar, Misa b'makam kari somenes, the chomash b'makam karbin kai, and echanami. It's exactly the case of Misa takes the place of car race, and if you're shogeg the Misa, and mezid the lav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd have to bring a karbin. And if you are nazir in both of them, and shogat b'chomesh, according to Munviz, you would have to bring a korban. And according to Reish Lakish, you have to be a shogig in all the things. Not in what's it called, you have to be a shogig also in the Misa, and in the, what's it called, in the Lav. That's how Rava learns. It's exactly the same. And Baya learns, no, Misa and Karis are not the same. Rashi. Hakol modi mitruma, zor shochel truma b'shogeg, mishalin chomesh al shigoso. A zor who eats truma b'shogeg pays an extra fifth for the shogeg. To see the ishkiyoch al kodesh b'shgoga, that's only to do a b'shogeg. Avo b'mezid ain't mosid chomesh. If you did a b'mezid, you have to pay back the truma, but you don't have to pay a chomesh. The chomesh is more like a kapara, and the kapara is only when you did a b'shogeg. The chayiv misa b'de shamayim. And if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv misa b'de shamayim. The chsiv u'mesu b'okiyach halalu. The somech le'vichol zor lo yuchol kodesh. The lav shavak is tov rechulim. So there, everybody agrees that you have to be a shogeg in the lav. It's not enough just to be shogeg in the misa. You have to, I thought that it was chulin. Or you have to think that what's it called, the truma's mutter. The ain kan lav. Misa, the chsiv b'truma b'makam koresh, the sharaveros. The chomesh, the shiggas truma b'makam karbon, the shiggas sharaveros. Rabbi Yochanan mechayiv chomesh ha-shiggas misa. So I might think that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the misa takes the place of the kares, and just like Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you're shogag the kares and mezid the lav, you're what's it called? You're chayiv a karbon. So if you're shogag the misa and you're shogeg, you're mezid the lav. And you're shogat b'nisa, you're also chayim. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Yeah. That what's it called? That the misa and the kares don't have the same din. And the reason is that misa is not as chomer as kares. Kares is more chomer. And therefore, just being a shogeg in the misa is not enough to be considered shogeg. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rav Huna. Hoye mahalech b'midbar. The Ein Yodea Emos Sai Shabbos. A guy is lost in the desert, and he doesn't know, he forgot when Shabbos is. He loses track of time. So Mona Shishi Yomim Umeshamer Yom Echad. So he starts counting 6 days of Chol, and keeps the seventh day of Shabbos. Chia Barav Omer, Meshamer Yom Echad. The day that he realizes he doesn't know what day it is, so the next day he makes Shabbos, right, that day he just finishes off. The next day he makes Shabbos, and he counts 6 days. The Maikom Iflagay, what's the Machlokas? Whether you count 6 days and make Shabbos, or you make Shabbos and then count 6 days, and you keep this up until you find out when Shabbos really is. Marsover Kibriyos or Shalola. One holds that it goes after the creation of the world. Then that was 6 days, and then Shabbos. Marsover Kodom Arishon. And what holds you look at Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was created on Friday. The first full day that he had was a Shabbos. Same thing over here. When you realize you don't know what day it is, the next day you make Shabbos. Rashi. Meshamer Monevov, Miyom Shishom Alibo Shikhoso, Umeshamer Hashvi. From the day that you realize you don't know what day it is, at that point, you start counting 6 days, and the seventh day you keep a Shabbos. Mishamer yom echad umon levav, v'chol yom she'som elibo, and the yom, that's what I should say, not v'chol yom, v'hayom.
Bilashan. But the day that he realized that he doesn't know what day it is. No, that's...
And the whole that day that he realized shouldn't be in the Shaman.
Yeah, he brings on about the Yom, just the Yom. The Bishmul says, the Yom. The Yom, Shesom Elibo, right? The Vechol Yom is a mistake. It should say, the Yom, Shesom Elibo, Einam Shaman. The day that he realizes he doesn't know what it is, that day he doesn't keep a Shabbos. The Shema Asa Malacha, because that day he already did Malacha. He can't keep that day a Shabbos. So the next day he keeps a Shabbos, which is similar to Adam HaRishon, because Adam HaRishon didn't keep Shabbos the day he was created, the next day. Okay. Right. Now the Yom HaMachris Meshamer, Ulekam Meforish, the Bahanach, the Eino Meshamer, Lo Ovid Nomi Malacha, Elekadei Parnosos Hayom. Even the days that he's not keeping his Shabbos, he also can't do Malacha just like this. To Briyasa Shalolam, Yemei Chol Nimnu Tchila. Briyasa Olam, first came 6 days of Chol, and then Shabbos. Kodam HaRishon, Shenivra Be'erev Shabbos, V'yom Rishon, L'minyon, O Shabbos Hayom. The first day that he could count a full day was Shabbos. Okay, Zemara says now, Meisvei, Oye Mahalich Bederech, Ve'ini Odea Imasai Shabbos, if you were traveling and you lost track of when Shabbos is, Meshamer Yom Echad L'Shisha, so you keep one day for six. My Lab Mon L'Shisha Meshamer Yom Echad, does not mean that you count 6 days and keep the seventh day of Shabbos. Zemara says, lo, Meshamer Yom Echad Mon L'Shisha. Lavdavka. It can mean you keep one day of Shabbos and then you count 6 days. Ihachi mishamer yom echad lishisha, mishamer yom echad umonashisha miboyle. Not mishamer yom echad lishisha. Echad lishisha means one day after six. If it would mean one day before six, it should have said monashisha, right? Mishamer yom echad umonashisha. Keep one day and then count six. Va'od. And not only that, not only is the mashmos of this brisa clearly that six comes before the Shabbos, the old Tanya, there was a brisa that says b'feirish, Hayu mahalach b'derech, over midbar, the eini yodea imosai Shabbos, mo neshisho mishamri yom echad, b'feirish. Tiyufta dechiyah barav, tiyufta, so enechanami, the halacha is not like chiyah barav, and the halacha is, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, if you're lost in the desert and you don't know what Shabbos is, you count 6 days starting from the day that you realize you don't know what day it is, and then the seventh day you keep Shabbos.
Then for sure you call Shabbos.
Why for sure?
Because if you forgot what day it is, it means for a few days you've forgotten, now you're counting six.
No, not for a few days. Whatever.
You forgot Shabbos, all of a sudden you realize...
No, you didn't forget Shabbos. You knew what day it was yesterday, and today you have amnesia, you got sunstroke.
But
and you realize
he didn't keep Shabbos yesterday.
What?
He knew he didn't keep Shabbos yesterday.
No, he left Afka. He doesn't remember Klal when he kept Shabbos. If he remember when he kept Shabbos, then he doesn't have a problem.
There must have been a few days.
Wisconsin.
No,
left Afka. He, what's it called? He fell in a faint and he woke up with amnesia. That's why would you do it?
Because it says, so you're a melech b'midbar. It doesn't say...
Whatever, so that's the reason. Because now he's in the midbar, there's nobody to ask, and he has amnesia. If he's not b'midbar, go ask somebody. Go look at the calendar. Omar Rava, right? Bechol yom v'yom, osalo kedei parnasoso. Every day, he's only allowed to do what he needs to survive. That's a parshat chat. Bar miyahu yom, except for the day he keeps Shabbos, okay? Shmur says, v'ahu yom alimus, that day he should die. He has to do what he can do, he has to do that day too, for pikuach nefesh. Right? Whatever he needs for pikuach nefesh, every day he can do. Even the day that he thinks now is making Shabbos. Right? Shmur says, d'ovid me'esmol shtei parnasos. No, what he does is the day before his Shabbos, right, he does for that day too. Shmur says he can't do that, but d'ovid me'esmol Shabbos having. Maybe that day is really Shabbos. So he's doing extra work on Shabbos. Right? He doesn't know when Shabbos is. He's only keeping that one day, right? We'll see in 1 second why he's keeping that one day. Ela kol yom v'yom osa lo parnasaso, afilu hayu yom. Every day he's able to do whatever's pikuach nefesh. Okay? And only what's pikuach nefesh. Vahu yoma v'may minkur le, so then every day's the same. What do you mean keep Shabbos one day? Every day is the same exact thing. Whatever you have to do for pikuach nefesh, you can do every day. Whatever is not pikuach nefesh, you can't do any day. So every day is Shabbos. Right? So what's the difference between that day? So Mara says, b'kiddush of Avdalta. That day you make kiddush and Avdala. The other days you don't. Omar Rava, let's just finish up this Indian. Im hoya makir mixas hayom shiyotzebo. If you knew which day, a little bit of the day that you left, right? You know that, you don't know when Shabbos was, but you know that you left 7 days ago. But you don't know which day you left. But you know for sure you didn't leave on Shabbos. Nobody leaves on a trip on Shabbos. So if you knew, right, that I left 4 days ago, then in 3 days it's surely not Shabbos. Because every 7 days from when you left, right, you know for sure it's not Shabbos. So in Makar Mixus Hayom Shiyotzebo Osu Malacha Kol Hayom Kulo. Mercy Pshita, it's a big Kiddush. If I knew for sure that I left 5 days ago, and I know for sure that wasn't Shabbos, but I don't know when else it was. Right? Could have been Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It surely wasn't Shabbos. So that day I know, the day I left wasn't Shabbos. I can count from that 7 days. I know that seventh day is not Shabbos either, or the eighth day. The eighth day is not Shabbos, and then another 8 days is not Shabbos, and so on. Mal the same, even the Shabbos lo nothing, but Mali Shabbos lo nami lo nothing. If you know which day you left, you know for sure it wasn't Shabbos, then you also know for sure it wasn't Friday. Because nobody goes on a big trip on Friday either. So you have 2 days that you know for sure are not Shabbos. Right? Because if you know that the day you left wasn't, what's it called, the day you left surely wasn't Shabbos, it also wasn't Friday. So if you know the day you left, you have 2 days that you can, what's it called, you know for sure that wasn't Shabbos, and you know for sure it wasn't Friday.
Does this mean that he can't walk on these days?
We'll see. The high, one second, b'mali Shabbos lo notik. The high inomi b'chamisha b'Shabbos notik, lishteri leila mevet malacha treyomi. So the worst could be that he left on a Thursday. But the 2 days that he knows for sure that he left couldn't have been Friday or Shabbos. So Mamela, what's it called? He has 2 days to be free to do whatever he wants. Kamash Malan, Zimdin, Namashkach, Shiardo, Mikri, Venothik. Sometimes people leave on Friday too. So therefore he can't be sure that the day he didn't leave wasn't Friday. Again, so obviously talking with a guy who has amnesia. He doesn't remember Bechlai. He doesn't remember when he left altogether. He doesn't remember what's going on. He becomes delirious in the desert. And the reason it's in the desert, because otherwise ask somebody. But he has nobody to ask. Okay. Okay, Rashi. Yom Echad L'Shisha, Mashma Levav She'ovru. 1 day to the 6th that already you counted. That's the Mashmos. Besides the fact that the Abraishan says Betheirish like that. Vahu Yom Alom Lemus Bitmia. If you can't do anything on that day, and you have Pikuach Nefesh things to do, right, you have to make today Parnassah, so why shouldn't you be able to do it on that day too? The Dilma Esmo Shabbos Havei, the Nimsa Mechal Shabbos Shalom Pikuach Nefesh. How can you do the day before your Shabbos double what you don't really need for Pikuach Nefesh, right? Lechora, what's it called, your Mechal Shabbos first things aren't Pikuach Nefesh, and maybe that was Shabbos. Still don't know when it is. Bikdusha V'Avdalta Lezichron bi'alma. So Rashi says that's only for Zikoran. It's not Nikur Hadin that you say Kiddush and Havdalah. Right? Shehelo Shem Sham Yom Cholik Mishar Yomim V'Kishkach Shabbos Mimenu. It's a Stam Gzeira Takana that you shouldn't forget about Shabbos. There should be, you have some Zecher of Shabbos, right? Real Shabbos. So they were Mesakin to say Kiddush and Havdalah. They asked the Chor Sofik Brachos Lahakel, but that's the idea. It's not a Sofik. The Rabbanim were Mesakin that you should say Kiddush and Havdalah, just like by Yom Tov Sheni. Right? Even though it's a Sufik, but they were Mesakin that you say Kiddush and Havdalah on Yom Tov Sheni. What? Yeah, but Kiddush Havdalah is passed only to Rabbanah. And Kiddush could be Doraisa, but that some say that. And in Hanami, Havdalah you don't say with Shem Hashem, only Kiddush. Kiddush is a Sufik mitzvah Doraisa, you can say the Bracha Misafik. What?
Doing the
Malacha, that will see. No, but that's every day. That's not this day.
Why do you?
Right, but this any day is a Sufik whether it's Shabbos or not. So I'm Pater from Kiddush and Avdol. Right, Sufik Brachos Lahakim. What?
Because you're lighting the candle while you're doing.
No, that's us Malacha. Now we're talking about the day that you consider Shabbos and make Kiddush and Avdol.
Without the candle.
He doesn't light a candle, it's not the
Kiddush. What?
He makes Kiddush. He's not the candles through Avdol.
Now I understand. No, so Mistami, he doesn't, what's it called? No, so he doesn't, he makes Havdalah over here is only Havdalah Lakos. The other brachas are not Havdalah. Special mitzvah to make a brach on Eish, Motzei Shabbos, that's not really Havdalah. Havdalah means making the brach Lakos.
this also tefillah?
Let's see. In Hoyim Makar Mixus Yom Shiyotzebo, Lo Shazachar is a Yom B'Shabbos Hoyim. Not that he remembers which day he left, right? Because then all he has to do is, now he knows which day it is now, right? He knows that he, what's it called? He knows he left 5 days ago. He doesn't know what day it was. Ela Zachar Shahayom Yom Shlish Litziyosu. He knows he left 3 days ago. O reveal Litziyosu. Mitokach Yoda Shimone Litziyosu Osa Malacha Kol Yom Ches. Then every eighth day is the same day that he left. Right? And he knows he didn't leave on Shabbos. So he doesn't know exactly what day he left, but he knows for sure that, what's it called, he didn't leave on Shabbos. So then every eighth day from the day that he left, he can surely do all malach. V'chein la'olam, v'adai zeh yom shiyotze bo, v'kim leh de b'Shabbos lo yotze. We know for sure he didn't leave on Shabbos, and this is the day, the same day as when he left. Shari b'yishuv lo shachas a Shabbos. When he was b'yishuv, he didn't forget Shabbos. He only forgot Shabbos when he got into the midbar. The Mali Shabbos in Nomelodopik, the Chiddush is, I might think that people don't leave on Friday either. So if he knows the exact day he left, she can assume it's not Friday or Shabbos. The Ein Derech Lotzis when they covered a Shabbos. The Alkein Kol Yom Ches the Test Litziyah So Lishtru. Both the 8th and the 9th day should be Mutter. Right? Because we know for sure it wasn't Shabbos and it also wasn't Erev Shabbos. The Lekel is Spukin of a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, that much you can't assume that you didn't leave on Friday, because people sometimes do leave on Friday. Okay. Tosa says, Lemaisa, to the exception is walking. You can keep walking every day. Because if you don't keep walking every day, then you'll never get out of the midbar. Right? Right, and the fact that the Gemara, no, that's what we're saying, right, that's Pikuach Nefesh. Because eventually, right, if you never get out of the Midbar, you're going to die in the Midbar. So therefore, the halacha of going Chutz L'Tchum, that for sure doesn't apply. That's part of the Pikuach Nefesh. Every day, what's it called, you can go. We'll see what we say about it, Hishon Shabbos. And Ayat says, so all the 6 days, you're allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum, right, because that ultimately would be Pikuach Nefesh. But the day that you keep Shabbos, Tosa says in his first shot, you don't go Chutz L'Tchum. I said, Mar says, and what's the difference? Why didn't say it's Hecker? You know what the difference is between the 6 days and the day that he keeps Shabbos? He can't walk more than the Tchum. That's not enough of a Hecker. Right? The Hecker has to be in something clear, like Kiddush and Havdalah, not that. That's Tosa's first shot. The second shot, Tosa says, is that even the day that you're keeping Shabbos, you're allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. Either because it's only the Rabbanan, right? And therefore the Gemara's Kasha was the day that you're keeping Shabbos is not different than the other days, even in the fact that you're allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. Either because Tchumim are only the Rabbanan, right? And even if Tchumim D'Oraisa, the Ramban says it's only an Isser Lav, it's not a Skila, right? And therefore, those kind of things, the Chumrah of keeping every day, maybe it's Shabbos, is only Legabe, what's it called, Legabe real Skila Halachas, and not Legabe Lavin, which we'll see in a second why. But in any case, there's two different Shatim. Tosa says you're allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum, right? Every day except the Shabbos, that's his first shot, and according to the second shot, even the Shabbos. Okay, so a few things here, yeah?
Because
it could be that for one day, it's not Pikuach Nefesh right now. But if you don't keep walking Chutz L'Tchum, you'll never get out of the midbar. Right? Okay. So that's for 6 days you have, all right. Okay, first of all, we said the halachas like Rav Huna, and what's it called? The Mogen Avraham says that Lechora, why don't we say go bus a rov, right? And the rov days aren't Shabbos, and therefore every day should be mutter to do malacha min haTorah, right? So he says the mice are not like that because Shabbos is kavua, right? And the kavua we don't say holach achra rov, we say kol kavua kimechza mechza, and therefore it's a real suffix deraisa the chumra that every day you have to have a suffix whether it's Shabbos or not. And therefore, you can only do things that are pikuach nefesh, min haTorah. Okay? This is a din min haTorah. The Chasam Sofer brings you Yerushalmi that holds that there is no din kavua on days. Right? Every day, the zman is parush. Shall I have a look at time? Right? If time is an inyan of kvias, or time is an inyan of parush, it's really totally in the shaila is time set time, like the Mechtam Eliyahu says, and you go through the time, then each day of time is kavua. You're going through it. Or is time passing over you? If time is passing over you, then time is parush. If you're passing through time, then time is kavua. But the Chasam Sofer brings you Yerushalmi, that the days are considered parush, and therefore ein chinami. Mean min haTorah, you go after Rov. And every day you can say, is today Shabbos? No, Rov days are not Shabbos. So min haTorah, you're allowed to do Malacha every single day, and what's it called? It's only Din Rabbanan that you have to keep, what's it called? And then you can understand why there would be a Ramban who says that only things that are Chayiv Skila, the Rabbanan were Makbid on. But things that only alive, right, that not. The Sfasemis says another reason why it's not a real Suffolk min haTorah. It's why it's not Kavua. Because the Halach of Kavua is only where it's Nikr, where the Isser is Nikr. You can see the Isser by itself. You don't know which one it is, but the if you could discern it, you could see the Isser. By Yomim, there's nothing to see. It's not Nikr B'Atzmo. You don't ever say Kavua Kemetzal Mechza with an Isser is not Nikr B'Atzmo. So here it's not Nikr B'Atzmo, and therefore the Sfasemis holds even according to the Bavli. It's only a din d'rabbana. This whole inyan that you have to keep every day and only not do pikuach nefesh is a din d'rabbana. Min haTorah, you're allowed to do anything all days. Okay. The Ran says, and so does the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that every day you can only do pikuach nefesh. Right? That's what it means, kedei parnasoso. What's necessary pikuach nefesh? The Or Zeruah holds that the 6 days that you're, what's it called, that you're not keeping Shabbos, you're allowed to do even more than Pikuach Nefesh. It's lav dafka Pikuach Nefesh, and it could be totally in the Shaila too. If it's a real Suffolk Deoraisa, so you can only do Pikuach Nefesh. If it's only a Din Darabanan, then the Rabbanan said the other 6 days will let you do more, and the one day you keep Shabbos, that you can only do Pikuach Nefesh. And in fact, the Beis Yosef says that if you don't have anything to do that's Pikuach Nefesh, you can't do any Malach. It's only if it's pikuach nefesh. Okay, we said already you're allowed to go chutz al tchum, according to the Ran, even on your Shabbos, and according to Tosfos' second lashon, according to Tosfos' first lashon, what's it called? You're only allowed to go chutz al tchum on the other 6 days. Okay, the Sefer Habatim says that all the days, it's really a din d'oraisa, and it's only al pikuach nefesh, all the days you're only allowed to walk till Gimel Parsos, which is Tchumim d'oraisa, right? He holds that the Tchumim are d'rabbanan up till Gimel Parsos. From Gimel Parsos on, everybody holds Tchumim is d'oraisa, and therefore every day, right, you're only allowed to walk till Gimel Parsos, because that's only d'rabbanan, and Menela d'rabbanan weren't machmer on you, in this situation, and on your Shabbos, you can't walk at all outside the tchum, even now the what's it called the dinim of kiddush and havdol or whatever. Even though what's it called? First of all, they say, how about durabonans? Can you do durabonans? It's only a suffix, so it's suffix durabonan. They say, no, since the Rabbanu made this takana that you keep 6 days and you can, you know, suffix whether it's Shabbos or not, just like Yom Tov Sheni. You can't do Dini Rabbanu neither. On the day that you have keep Shabbos, even though it's only a suffix, you have to keep Dini Rabbanu also.
On the other days you can do it.
And the other days, Lachori could do it. Okay, and the Rosh Yosef says that the Maisi Yomutter be Surei Rabbanu. Only Bisurei Skila with the Mach, like the Ramban says. And therefore he says on Yontif, the Yontif wouldn't apply here. If you didn't know when Yontif was, you wouldn't have to keep Pesach or forget about Shabbos. If you're lost in the desert for a year, you should have to have a Suffolk whether it's Pesach or a Suffolk whether it's Shavuot, and then have a lot of halachas that you have to keep L'chor Misuffolk every day. Maybe it's Pesach today, maybe it's Shavuot today. On days that you at least have a Suffolk, maybe it's possible to be that. She says, no, Yontif, it doesn't apply. It only applies to Shabbos.
What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
Different than anything else. What's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur different than Pesach or Shavuos? Yeah, mentioned already else. What's it called? Kiddush and Havdalah. What's it called? Like we said, even though it's a Suffolk, even the day that you're keeping is Shabbos, but, and L'chori should say Suffolk Rabban and L'kula Suffolk Brachas L'Hakel, right? So some say Enochanami. Kiddush is a deoraisa. So if you have a suffix, whether you have to make kiddush or not, right? So the chori should, but then you should do it every day. So they were misakin, just do it one day, and then there's an inyan to do it, and havdol ataki, you don't make a bracha. That's what some say, and some say, no, it's like Yom Tov Sheni. They made a takana that this day is considered your Shabbos. There is a shita that, what's it called, that this is not a din d'rabbanan. That this idea is based on the fact that Shabbos is, wherever you are, Shabbos is l'fi, your place. Right? And therefore, what's it called, when it's Shabbos in one place, it's not Shabbos in another place. Shabbos is l'fi where you are. And therefore, if you're in a place where there's no normal days and nights, then you keep Shabbos, you count six normal days and keep the Shabbos. That's one shita of what you do in the North Pole or whatever, where there are no normal seven days, or you're in space, right? You count six normal days, right, and you make Shabbos, one shita of what you do. It's mamish like this, and this is the halacha. The halacha is that for somebody who doesn't know when Shabbos is, then Shabbos becomes a six-day cycle, and that seventh day is his Shabbos, mamish. Since he's not sure, since he's in a situation where it may be somebody else's Shabbos in that place, so in the Midbar, you have to keep Nisafik the other 6 days. But the day that you keep a Shabbos is real Shabbos. That is Shabbos for you 100%. And therefore, when you get out of the Midbar, you weren't Michal Shabbos. When you find out, that for you, that became Shabbos. Right? Until you find out. And the same thing would be an astronaut, and the same thing would be a person who's in a place where there's no day and night, regular. You can count six normal days, and then what's it called, six 24-hour periods, and then makes a Shabbos, and that's his Shabbos. Shabbos goes according to where you are. There's no one monolithic Shabbos for the whole world. Okay. Now, obviously, when it comes to time zones, that's pretty clear. But when it comes to a place where there is no time, that's not so posh. That then this takes over and becomes what Shabbos is.
So if you hold like that, you can do any kind of halacha the other 6 days.
Yeah, but since you're in a place where it's Shabbos for other people who know, right, so you have both chesronos. You don't know, so for you, Shabbos is once every 7 days. But you're in a place where other people may know, and for them it's Shabbos because it's normal. There is a Shabbos in this place. So you can't do malach on the other 6 days because you're in a place where it's other people's Shabbos. Right? And Lagabi, the place, it's Shabbos. But Lagabi, you, right, your real Shabbos is once every 7 days.
But if you're circling the earth, you're going through other people.
Yeah, that's a different story. You're not on the ground. So you're not going any place where people are that have Shabbos. There could be that you keep Shabbos every seventh day. Right? From the time that, whatever. Okay, Tfilos HaShabbos. Some say that Yudavka Davin Tfilos Chol. I mean, saying Pesukei Dezimra, some we're not talking about, so much Shmoneh Esrei. What Shmoneh Esrei do you say? So, some say that Tfilos Shabbos, same thing. Mashmash in the Rambam, that you say all the brachos hayom means that day they were misakin, that you treat it like Shabbos. So, Memele, you say Tfilos Shabbos too. Just as much as, it's not like a Sufik Rabbanon and Sufik Brachos Lahakel. That was the Takana. The Takana was treat this day as Shabbos, and therefore say Tfilos Shabbos. There's others that say that no, you should dafke daven tefilas chol. Why? Because if you daven b'di'evet a tefilas chol on Shabbos, you yotze. Right? So, even if it's not Shabbos, you yotze with a tefilas chol. And even if it is Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos and you're davening a Shabbos daven, you're not yotze. So better to daven a tefilas chol. But the other one's also not sothic. It's als, what's it called? It's als a takana. And it's Takana, therefore that's the Takana they made. So there's no Shaila whether you have to daven Shabbos. Not you have to daven Shabbos. Just a minute, yeah, okay. There's an Agoda here, they say, that this is a marshal. It can be taken as a marshal too. This world's like a Midbar. And a person who forgets about Olam Haba when he's in this Midbar, right, and he doesn't remember of Olam Haba, so when he takes to heart the fact that there's an Olam Haba, right, and this world is only a Midbar, so then he should only do Kedei Parnasoso, Bechol Yom, right? He should be Memayit, what he does for Olam Hazeh, and be Oseg, the Iker, for Olam Haba.